One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
A whole candle last night.
And what would I be?
Ron Burgundy.
Okay. That sounds like the main character energy. All right.
Fun fact, Ron Burgundy lives across the street from us.
He does?
Will Ferrell.
The actual one.
The person that it's based off of.
Yeah. It's based on a true story?
Well like his, a news anchor. His character, like the look of him is based off of the guy that lives across the street.
Whoa.
Harold really Green. Crazy. Look him up.
Didn't he just like pull up on that sidewalk one day and you guys?
Yeah, he came out to yell at us when we were on our dirt bikes.
Yeah.
His name is Harold Green.
Yeah.
Oh, Burgundy Green.
That's what I thought. Color.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
I know. Wow. I don't know if they did that on purpose.
What's his wife look like?
Haven't met her. But curious. Literally, they're identical. Like
the mustache,
and his
hair,
old
the
picture.
Big hair.
It is pretty weird.
And he used to be an anchor in LA.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't know if he's going to love this or hate this.
He told us he's the only person on this block with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And I was like, oh.
And does he actually have one?
Yeah, I looked it up.
But hold on. How do anchormen get
I don't know.
Stars?
I bet back then if you were that. A lot of people watched the news back then. And I bet they were really big personalities like in town.
Yeah.
So.
Whoa. Isn't that cool?
That's really cool.
He's looks in his late just 70s now.
Terrorist.
That's a big flex like, for you to say that you have a star on the Hollywood.
Like, and that you're Ron Burgundy in real life.
Yeah.
Well, we don't really know how old he is. Well, we checked online, but he told us it was his birthday the day we met him.
I bet my dad knows exactly who this is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've never seen the movie. Have you seen the movie?
You've never seen
Anchorman. I've never seen Anchorman.
You would love it. You would love it.
I want to watch
yes,
it. Let's watch it now.
So good.
We'll be right back.
We wheel in the TV.
One day.
School. When we get the big crate.
When we get a studio one day.
Oh, this would have been a good episode for us to do the teleprompter reading.
Oh, yeah.
I want Zane to do it really bad.
I really want to do it. I feel like I...
Oh, yeah.
I tried doing it. I tried doing one of the... I didn't record it, but I was just doing it just by watching it. And I stopped at the number. It was like 3,258. And I couldn't do it. And I went to the comments and everybody fucked up on the number. Because you can't, when you're just like reading really fast, saying a number completely fucks you up by like with the rest. Normally you would say like over 3,500.
It has to be written out, the number, for me to do it. If you see a bunch of numbers, it's hard. Because you don't know what's coming because like, unless the commas are there, but it's really hard. Like it's always hard when you're writing a check and you're writing like $3,506, and then when the cents comes around, you're like,
That'd be so fun to go to like a news station and try to do the news for like a video. That would be fucking hilarious, and see if we can actually do it. They give us real news,
that
we have to do it.
Bring it on! I would love that.
Oh, wait, you'd be great.
I don't know how you're not a news anchor. I really don't.
He was a news anchor for a show, weren't you? You saw him
your
for like
school,
two,
right?
Yes. No, I'm in an Amazon Prime show, or it's on Freeform Digital. Or New Form Digital. It's called Mr. Student Body President.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And I play Greg Lehman, I think was my character's name. I play a news anchor.
Wait, that's really cool.
Go Turtles.
We were so excited. He's like, I'm coming. And he pops up for a second. And
I'm on like a screen in the background. Like you see me in one clip.
That's funny.
But,
how long did you film that for?
Oh, I feel like my take was like an hour long, not like my personal take.
But
weren't
you there for like 3 days?
3 days
That's
on set.
Crazy.
I'm in background in like a few shots, and I did like a voiceover for like the talent show, but I'm not at the talent show.
That's pretty cool.
Like a lot of stuff gets cut out too. You could film like a bunch of scenes and then it just doesn't make the cut.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm on like a few episodes. Arden Rose is in it. It's a good cool. show.
I would love to be a, like a little cameo like that. I think I could do that. That's like not too stressful.
No, something small just to poke your face into.
But when I see a whole fucking monologue, nope.
Oh my God. It was really funny. Remember when we were at David's the other day and he was talking about iCarly?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I auditioned for the boyfriend role. And we're like,
for the new season.
Okay.
Yeah, he was supposed to be the boyfriend.
Well, he was supposed to audition. He never auditioned.
Like, I personally, like, I didn't really believe it. I thought he was just like, oh, I was supposed to be that. And then when the boyfriend came on and entered the scene, he started doing the lines with the boyfriend.
Yeah, it was so
and I was like,
crazy.
Oh, shit, you really did try out for that. I thought it was so interesting. But like it was just like
I was trying to watch it. Like I was imagining it was David, and I couldn't imagine like the actor being David.
Was he good looking?
I mean, don't really remember what his face looked like.
Wait, I forgot what he looked like.
The show starts. The and reboot. She already has a boyfriend.
Well,
I don't want to give any spoilers. Okay. But yeah, there was like a little boyfriend situation,
and they curse in it now, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so weird. They're constantly drunk. They're always drinking.
Yeah,
always
they
drinking.
Had a drink in their hand every scene.
Every single scene, every location.
Like, they were really pushing that. They're adults now.
Whoa. Because the people watching it were kids, and now they're adults that can drink. So I think they're just trying to, like, kind of match.
Show that cool. It's, like,
they say, like, damn it, right?
Like, what did...
She said bitch.
She said bitch. She was like, bitch? Stop being such a bitch or something like that. And we're like, whoa.
Weird.
Oh, wait. We got to do the intro
real
quick.
Fuck. All right.
All right. Let's get it, baby.
Good for a reminder, baby.
It's coffee talk, baby.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered!
In the blue corner, weighing at 150 pounds.
Aww. Are you talking about me or Heath?
Both.
Oh, okay.
I'll take it.
Well, welcome back. I'm Heath.
I'm Zane.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And this is Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
Very good. Speaking of beef,
so on one of my last podcasts I had with Elle Mills, we were talking about Wendy's because she really likes Wendy's. And I told her this story that when I was in college, the Wendy's on UT's campus was one of the highest profiting Wendy's out there. Like they got the most amount of customers all the time. So Wendy's would always have these big setups and stuff on campus. But one day when I was in college, I just Googled, who is Wendy? You know, who is she?
Right.
I always knew what Wendy Thomas looked like, the woman who Wendy's is
red hair,
after.
Blue.
So they were having this big setup one day in college. And I tell this story to Elle on my podcast. And she was walking by with all these business executives. None of the students know who this woman is. And I'm like, you're Wendy. You're Wendy Thomas.
Wait, what?
And all the business executives were like, Oh, wow. Matt, look, you're getting recognized. And all the students are like, really? Is that true? And she's like, I am. I'm Wendy Thomas.
You met Wendy?
The real Wendy.
I met the real Wendy.
Sick.
Okay?
I honestly didn't even. If I were to guess, she was dead. There's just no way.
Holy to me, in my head, Wendy's has been around for like 500 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now, I maybe in her 50s, I think.
Wow.
Wow,
imagine
that's really
being
cool.
Wendy. Are you set for life?
He had multiple children, I think, but he named Wendy's after her. Oh, I think I got that right.
Favorite child.
So I tell the story to Elle, and then I get this email last night.
From Wendy.
It's from Wendy's daughter. And she says, hey, Matt.
What?
Just want to let you know I'm a big fan of the podcast.
What?
Yes.
Next guest.
No!
Wendy's
for life.
What?
We were just talking about Wendy's last podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Holy shit.
I forgot about that.
That's fucking
and,
nuts.
So her daughter sends me this email and goes, I just want to let you know that Wendy is my mom. My jaw literally dropped when you mentioned her name on the podcast. And I just want to let you know, and I'm summarizing right now.
Yeah.
Sorry, Natalie. Summarizing the story. But she goes, and my mom totally remembers when she met you and would love to see the photo. So, and then she sends a photo of her and Wendy with her mom. Just text me or sent a picture of it in the email.
That is fucking crazy.
Oh my goodness. Oh shit.
What the hell?
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, like came totally full circle. She goes, "Hi, Matt. I recently just watched your podcast discussing how you met Wendy and my jaw dropped because, funny enough, that's my mom." She goes, "Anyways, I showed her your podcast and she loved it. She wanted me to reach out to you and let you know that she remembers that moment and would love for you to share your pic together. Hope you see this message. Here's a pic of me and my mom. We love your podcast."
Wow. Oh my God.
Oh,
that is so cool.
Wendy Thomas. And thank you, Natalie, for sending that.
Well, thank you, Natalie.
Natalie Morris is her.
That is wild. That's the craziest flex. That's a good party story.
And I'm happy she remembered that moment. And I had a feeling she maybe
would. How long ago was that?
Oh, this was, summer of 20. No. Yeah. Fall of like 2014, spring of 2014.
Wow. I mean, not a lot of people look that up.
But I remember that moment, though, was like she like loved it because she was just with all these, business executive people. And I'm like, "You're Wendy. You're the Wendy."
Wait, at what point were you just like, "I'm going to look up what Wendy looks like"?
I saw a Wendy's commercial. I may have been a little stoned. And I was like, "Who is Wendy?" I'm like, "They have to name that after somebody." I'm like, "Wonder what she looks like and what she's up to."
And then you just looked it up.
And so it just stuck with me of what she looked like. And just that day, there's a Wendy's set up, and I see her walk
what
by.
What are
I'm
the
like,
odds?
That's her.
That's
I
fucking
know.
Nuts.
It was weird, but
that was
crazy.
All supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then full circle right now.
I love
wow.
Wendy's.
Wow.
Speaking of fast food.
Speaking of more beef, I just found out.
Arby's.
Well, yeah, Arby's is a whole nother story. But I just found out that Taco Bell can't put on the menu and advertise like a beef, like that it's beef, the meat.
Yes.
It has to be beefy.
Yeah.
Because it's not, it doesn't have enough actual beef in it for it to be called like a beef taco,
right,
or a beef crunch. It's beefy crunch.
It's like chicken. What's the, remember the frozen chicken? It's not chicken, but it's.
Well, that's supposed to be fake meat. Like that is advertised chicken.
Yeah.
But like, this is like a real restaurant and they can't even call it beef. Like that blew my mind.
It's like, I think it's like 30-40% beef.
And that's why I don't have Taco Bell.
But I don't, well, whatever they're doing, it tastes good.
It tastes, I mean, I don't care. It's if like the tuna at Subway.
Yeah, Subway just is getting canceled right now because they just tested their tuna and it has
positive for COVID.
It has
positive for COVID.
Their tuna has zero tuna in it.
Stop.
That's,
where is it? Like, where is it coming from?
Then what is it?
Not
then
the ocean.
What is it?
I mean, it tastes fucking good. I'll tell you that. I used to eat tuna every day. Tuna Subway.
I know. I did too, because you used to order it too. Yeah.
I had a tuna kick there too.
And I'll still eat it.
Maybe that's why I'm having feverish dreams.
Like you said there was no DNA of tuna.
Yeah, they
in it.
Tested like it to see if they can match DNA to
that was
like.
It's a bad batch.
It's a different time.
They did, I think, I don't know exactly. I think they said they did 30 different restaurants. And they tested 60 inches, I guess, of the subs or something, something like that. It was a lot. And to get no tuna to come back in the test, like, that's pretty bad.
Can I also clarify something? When I asked you guys about Jonah's kebab and asking, did he charge y'all? I was not meaning that like I was expecting a free meal.
Oh, I mean, I know that the commas didn't think that.
But right. So I just want to clarify for the people listening. I am a friend who supports friends, okay?
Matt's getting canceled.
I will always do that. I don't have any hesitation for paying for Jonah. I want to support him as a business. But for people to assume that like I just want a free meal... No.
Oh, he's talking to camera.
Yeah.
It really hurt my feelings where people were like, "Oh, Matt is so cheap, doesn't want to like support his friends." I was just asking because
stop yelling at them. Jesus.
I'm not. I am clarifying to the people.
I feel like we have to clarify a lot.
Were being skeptical about my morality as a friend.
I've been having like crazy fucking dreams, and I know dreams are stupid because they're not real, but I just wanted to talk about this one dream that I had, and it felt so real. It's crazy that you're in this dream and you're just like, this is real.
Yeah. How are they like, not real?
It's like the other night I had a dream. It like I went straight into we were with Billie Eilish. It was like me.
Fun.
I forget who I was, but it was with Billie Eilish. And she got into a wreck because it was like a DUI. She was fucking hammered, got into a wreck. Like her car landed in a house. Like her car was halfway through the house. And the lady comes outside. And she's just like, oh, Billie Eilish. The lady of the house comes out, Billie Eilish. And we're trying to play it cool because her car is in her house. It's in her house. And we're just like, yo, Billie, we got to figure this out. How the fuck am I sitting here thinking I'm friends with Billie Eilish? Like, where, what world I in right now? And just the whole night, we're trying to get away from the cops so she doesn't get caught because we're running away. It was unbelievable. But like, it was like my little sister. I was just like trying to protect her at all costs.
That's really
and
funny.
And I wake up and I was just like, damn it, you did it again. How you did you not it. Figure God. That out?
Isn't she that crazy now you think of her that way?
Yeah.
Not even real. Yeah. It means nothing.
Like, I know what she looks like when she's drunk, and I've never seen her drunk.
Yeah.
Crazy.
How is she?
Was she fun?
She wasn't even, she wasn't even conscious. She was just.
Oh,
like,
weird.
It was crazy.
Billy.
Someone better not cut out this episode.
I know.
Cut out
the dream. It's a dream. And then Billie Eilish. Irish. And then Billie Eilish crashed.
It's to me. Billie Irish.
I bet she's Irish.
Oh, you're such a copycat.
Why is that so funny?
Billie Irish.
Billie Irish.
What about you ain't got no job?
Speaking of DUIs, I just found out recently, my buddy, he's a firefighter paramedic, and he told me of stuff that he's experienced while on the job.
Yeah.
And basically he was saying that people will crash. Don't ever do this. Don't drink and drive or do this. But he was saying people that have crashed while drunk, they'll leave the scene, run, go home, and then report their car stolen. And like, just say like, act like it never happened, and then just be like, yeah, my car was stolen. I don't know.
Wasn't me.
There's no proof.
Jeez.
And that's then, crazy.
He also said there was another guy that he crashed his car. He was drunk, mm-hmm. and there was a liquor store across the street. So he walked across the street, bought a 6-pack of beer, went back to the car, and then sat down and started drinking it.
And he was just like, so he doesn't.
Because he was like, oh, I got into an accident. I was shaken up. I didn't know what to do. I have bad anxiety. And just said he went across the street to get some beer just to like cool down.
There's
and, like,
no cameras. You can't prove it. That's
and
fucking
sat
crazy.
Next to the car and started drinking. So I was like,
they start using this clip like in court to like show like this is a known thing.
No, the kids these days. This.
Yeah,
this that's crazy. Is what they're doing,
guys. Obviously.
Yeah.
Don't fucking do that.
Laughter. They're like, okay. After I make that joke. Well, I'm so excited to see this guest today.
Yeah. So this is actually our guest about to come in right now is actually Zane and I's favorite teacher.
Yeah.
We're really excited to have him on today, and you guys are gonna love him.
I'm kind of nervous that our teacher is gonna be here.
I know.
Were you guys good students to this teacher? Like, I don't want.
I would say so.
I wasn't the greatest.
You don't
I,
say.
I talk back. I mean, I didn't talk back as much as he did. But
I just ate a lot in class.
Yeah, and I was really loud in class. I would just like I would talk, but it would just be echoing.
That sounds on brand. That sounds about right.
Got detentions all the time.
But and then this person still agreed to come all the way out here to be on the podcast.
Yeah, flew him all the way out here.
Zanny Heath,
baby. What are we gonna talk about?
I don't know about this.
What are you nervous, Matt?
I'm nervous.
Teachers love you. Give me a break.
Yeah, you were the kid in the front of the class.
Not you're the teacher's
always,
pet.
Not took all every your, teacher loved me.
You would write your notes and put like a little smiley face after every
subject. Did you
bring
your teacher an apple?
Teachers did not love me. I called them out on their bullshit.
You did?
Yeah, he.
I got my teacher fired.
He tattled.
I got my teacher's probably. A teacher's license revoked for the rest of their life.
If you were a smart student, I would have been sipping that shit when they weren't looking.
Yeah. But they would smell. They were smelling it. Remember, they were smelling.
No, I know. But if I knew my teacher was boozing instead of tattling, I would have just
give me an A.
I would have just.
And for the folks listening, if you never knew, in a old podcast in the past, I got one of my teachers fired because they were drinking in class.
He's flexing. And, by the way, guys,
no,
I'm just
clarifying. If people are like, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
But a lot of people in the comments did stick up for me. Some people still try to call me a rat.
No,
and then they're like, you should have blackmailed. And I'm like, oh, so now we're blackmailing.
Right. Sure. Don't tattletale, but blackmail.
Get something in return.
You just got to work smarter. You know what I mean? Work smarter.
Listen, this is your tax dollars. This is like a teacher who was working off your tax dollars, drinking on the drop.
drinking on the drop.
All right. Well, he's about to be here in a couple minutes. So
we're going to take a quick break and cut to our sponsors.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
The teacher's here.
Yeah, he's here.
He's here. All right. He's here. All right, you guys ready?
All right, here we go. Mr. Shaw, come on in.
Yeah. All the way. All the way from Chicago.
All the way from Chicago, baby. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Sean.
You're welcome.
Oh, man. I love it.
All right, as you guys can see, this is not our teacher. We were just making a little joke. But this is DeMarcus Sean.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
One of my favorite TikTokers. Yes. My top one. Like, out of all TikTokers that, like, people, like, share between friends,
yeah.
It's always,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Yours.
We have a group chat, and it's all yours.
It's all you.
Because it's just so
I'm
relatable.
Honored.
It is. Yeah. It is so crazy, because, like, she sent me a little while ago the car salesman one. Uh-huh. And, like,
so good.
I was dying. And
it's
then
just
we just
so relatable.
Constantly send, like, different ones back. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm honored.
You're the
yes.
biggest uprising star out here.
Oh,
and now
okay.
you're visiting LA.
Yeah. Your TikToks are just so fucking incredible. And, like, your acting, it's just so authentic. Like,
yeah.
you just feel like
it
you're
feels
the
so real.
It sells it so
it's
well.
It's too good.
The thing is, I didn't even know that I was, like, really acting in it.
Are you mimicking somebody?
I'm just mimicking like what I've seen in my like life or like what
wow.
like triggers, like I'll just think of it on the spot, like I feel like I remember something like this, and I'll like replay it, and I'm like, oh, I have to make a video about it.
It's crazy because when yeah. we watch your skits, I get reminded of those people. I don't even think of them, and then I'm like, oh my yeah. gosh, I know somebody
just
who was like
a part
that
of our brain that we
yeah.
just didn't like. We were watching TikTok today of you, and like uh-huh. the way we react, it's like, oh my god, how, like we always saw that, but we never just
yeah.
brought it up or never just
yes.
and then we have stories about it.
Yeah.
You know what's
yeah.
crazy? It's so crazy about like the like relatability mm-hmm. of like the videos on TikTok, because like you would think like I'm the only person that goes through this.
Yeah.
And then like right. you would post it, and then everybody's like, no, oh my god, I thought I was the only
right.
person.
Are we all living
oh my
the
god.
Same life?
Yeah. Is this a simulation?
I've never had an original thought.
It's the mannerisms, though.
Yeah.
Like, yes. the notepad, like, the...
The hands.
Look, it's just, like, just a little tiny things.
And you kind of capture that, like, the way the teacher kind of just, like, has been through the same shit every time, and they're kind of just like overlooking the students, like they're not even looking them in the eye, like they're just in their own world because every day is just a repeat of a repeat.
Right.
You're just like, they're all on that same kind of mode a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm. And what makes yours different, because like in YouTube videos, we've all seen like teachers be like, and they'll do like a whole skit overproduced, and it
cheesy.
Doesn't feel, but like you watch like a vertical form and you're just in your living room, it just feels real. It doesn't like feel like you're watching a skit, like you're just like watching, oh, okay, this is.
The thing is that, like, for me, I'd never, it showed me that I'm a very observant person.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Hell yeah.
Like, I like, literally, my dad watched my videos and he was like, you are very observant. And then, like, I seen it on my, like, comment section and they're like, dude, you must have been an observant kid in school.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I never noticed it until I put on my videos.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm like, okay, like,
what this made you do the first video?
Like, the first, like, teacher video?
Yeah.
Well, actually, it came from, like, I just did, like, a walk. And I was like, this is somebody's mama.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like,
this is somebody's mama. This is somebody's secretary.
The secretary
walk. You know what's crazy? Somebody, like, commented under, and it was like, please do, like, a secretary at, like, a, I forgot, like, what kind of office, a fax office or something, collecting papers, and I did it. And, like, it just kept going with that, and everybody kept commenting, like, different things. And that's where it kind of, like, started.
Like, that's your thing now. I guess I got to
I was like, I guess
now.
I got to keep to the walk now.
Do you get, like, a ton of ideas just in comments? Because you're posting so much more,
I
feel like, now. Yeah,
I do. I get a lot of my comments from a lot of my fans, my family, my friends, and then also, like, I'll come up with something. Like, for me, it's weird. I'll normally, like, get, like, my ideas at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I'll, like, wake up, and then all of a sudden, it'll, like, hit me when I'm, like, half awake, and I'm like...
It's the witching hour.
Yeah.
It's like...
That's
like,
when you're most creative, though. Yeah. Like, right when you're falling asleep. Uh-huh.
And you can't fall asleep because you're like, I want to get this done.
And your brain
done.
Is just going, and you're thinking of all these things you normally wouldn't. You're like...
I'm like, oh, a salesman. What type of sales? Because I know, like, somebody was like, please do a salesman. And I'm like, I don't really know. I've never seen a salesman do anything. And I'm like, a car salesman would be perfect.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
oh my gosh.
So many people has, like, been to the car salesman where they're like, they want a car, but, like, it's out of their price range or something, and they're with their dad.
The handshake, the really long
range. Yeah, the long range.
They don't move.
So good.
And the small talk, too. They're already
I'll
talking to like, exactly. No.
I'll be
like,
I know,
that's right.
This is nice to meet you, sir. Nice to meet you.
Like, they're your best fucking friend.
I can't promise anything, but we're gonna try.
I'll see what I can do.
Oh,
so
I love
good.
It.
So you started making these videos during the pandemic.
Yeah, I was just bored. And like everybody was bored. And I didn't know what the app was. A lot of my friends, because I worked at Starbucks, a lot of my friends there, they were like, have you like downloaded this app called TikTok? And I was like, I don't know how to use the app. I'm not downloading it. Like everybody. And then I posted a video. It wasn't my first like video I posted was like an Avatar video. Like Avatar The Last Airbender.
Uh-huh.
Video.
Oh, okay. Which, like, I gotta see this.
Hold on, that's like two different spectrums.
The earth, wind.
Yeah, it was, mind you, it was horrible. But I'm obsessed
content.
With that show. And like, I was like, mind you, it was horrible. And I like took it down. And then I reposted about like me, like, not like, I guess like rescuing my neighbor's dog, but not like rescuing. It like came into my yard from like the next block over. So like I knew where it was, and I was like guys, I know where this dog lives. We're gonna go ahead and take it back to its rightful owner.
Wait until the reward sign comes up.
Oh yeah, you gotta.
You hold on to it until they start posting the flyers.
The thing is that like the lady that I like gave it back to, everybody was in a comment section. They're like, she's a jerk, man. Cause like she just like opened up the door and she was like, thank you. Where's the dog, man? And I was like, you're welcome. And I like left, and like everybody's like, she was a jerk. And I'm like trying to defend her in the comment section. I'm like, no, oh, she was amazing. Like, no, she's fine.
Like don't, just stole the fucking dog.
I'm like, don't do it. Like, she was amazing. And everybody's like, no, she deserves this hate. And I'm like, I was like, okay.
People are nasty these days.
I was like, go ahead. Just go ahead and go off on her then. I can't say, bro, I guess.
So how many did you post before you had one like blow up?
A couple. I did like dry humor before then. Which again was not good. It was not good at all. I did like dry humor. It was like, oh, one way to survive a shark attack. don't go into the water.
But like, for some
very good.
But some of those, like,
it wasn't your
pop
thing.
Up.
That wasn't your thing. Yeah,
but for some odd reason, like, people loved it. It was like, oh my God, I needed this. And like, I was like,
oh, okay.
I was depressed till I saw this.
Yeah, and I was like, okay. Like, this is something that makes people laugh. But I was like, out of everything, it made them laugh. So I like kept posting that. And then I posted like the one about like, oh, this is somebody's mama. And then that one took off more.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just stuck with that.
And it's branched off into so many places.
He does so many different characters. You guys have to check him out. Seriously. Yeah. He does a janitor, which is my favorite. The teacher. What else?
The car salesman, the guy you walk by on a hike.
Oh, the hiking one. It was literally 3 seconds long, but I was cackling. It was
the
penguins. How are we doing?
Antarctica.
Oh, yeah. What? Why did you do that one?
I was okay. So I was like bored, and like for some odd reason, I was waiting. I was gonna get on a plane because I was coming here to LA, and I was like thinking to myself, I was like, I need to post a video because I haven't posted in a while, and I was like. I was like running out of ideas, and I was like, I'll just post about a penguin, like walking. And I was like, penguins in Antarctica. I can't talk today. And like, everybody was like, this is the funniest thing I ever seen. I was like,
it blew up.
Yeah, I was like, out of everything, this is
it's the ones you don't expect, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you could put like so much thought and like preparation into something, mm-hmm. and it just doesn't do well. And you're like, oh, that was.
Yeah, and it's the ones you love the most that don't do good. And then the ones you're like, that's not going to do that.
Where you're like, should I even post it? And you're like,
I'll just post the post.
Right, and you post it, and then all of a sudden it blows up. And you're like, okay, I actually do love it.
Because
let me tell you, on TikTok, people say like they're not looking for a viral video. But you post that video, you looking for some type of viral.
Right.
I don't care who you are. You looking for some type of viral video when you post
it. We all are.
Yeah, just like a little, you know, 100K.
Nobody's posting for the sake of just.
Like, give or take 100K. Right. Give me something. You know, I'm not saying a million, but somewhere around there. So
people are like, I would never change. They hit 500K on TikTok.
You're like, don't talk to me.
People change real quick.
I walk into a fancy restaurant. I'm like, filet mignon. No, give me filet mignon.
Yeah.
Have people treated you differently? Now that you've like started,
you go back into the Starbucks you worked at, and they're like, DeMarcus, doing pretty well since we told you to download TikTok.
No, actually, like all the people that I used to work there with, they're pretty much gone. It's only like two people that's currently there that like I used to work with.
Okay,
but everybody else is pretty much gone. But yeah, everybody treats me the exact same. Of course, they still ask about like my TikTok.
I was howling at the one that you just posted with. The little kid ordering.
Oh,
the
what a
kid
pain
order,
ass.
And just sitting there with like the little truck thingy and just.
Where'd you get that truck from?
Because like my nephews come over to my house all the time.
Yeah.
And like they have so many toys there. And I was like, you know, let me use this. But like I got the idea because like me and my friend was talking and we was like, I hate when people like customers like moms come in and they're like, they always order because I like flipped it on like the actual. On the actual video, but like when they actually come in, they'll order like themselves like full on food, like a full buffet of food, and they're like, are you hungry or are you starving? And then like the kid is like, I'm really hungry, and then I'll only get them like a cake pop. But then like the dad, like they'll be like, the mom will be like, can I get a sandwich and like something to drink, and then that is like, can I have two double smoked bacons, a chocolate croissant and a drink, and then the kid only gets like a cake pop. So I'm like, where's the logic? And y'all not feeding this child? Like, I don't know what's going on.
A bag of apple slices, and that's it.
But they're like, he's not going to finish it. Don't. I'm like, they're like, you're going to eat later. I'm like, y'all are starving.
I would have whispered to him, are you going to eat later?
I'm like,
did y'all?
Don't worry, I'm going to call DCFS. I got you, little buddy.
Did y'all's parents like make you order for yourselves? Or did you have like that stage where you're like, mama, just tell them what you want?
I had to order for myself.
Yeah, my mom made me. It's like, be a big boy.
Like at a restaurant at the dinner table, I had to like say what I wanted.
If I didn't order myself, I wasn't eating.
No, my cousins always made their parents order. And then that was like a funny time when we were like, oh, I'll have the baby back ribs, and they couldn't order, and they were like,
"Me, I used to order for myself when I went to restaurants, but when I used to go to like fast food restaurants, like inside, no, I used to have my mom order for me. I don't have, like I'll just tell her, and I used to be one of those kids like, go ahead, order, I don't. Like, she's like, order. No. And she's like, come up and order. I don't want nothing. No.
I'm not hungry anymore.
I'm not hungry. I'm like that type of person. Like, I hate talking on the phone with like pizza people and like calling for the pizza. Like,
I'm most comfortable with pizza people. I can't call a doctor's office to save my life, but I can call pizza.
If I'm in a room with all of like my friends and they're like, who's going to call the pizza? I'm like, don't ask me. I'm not calling that pizza in. Do not ask me. But for some odd reason, it's me.
Yeah. Do you remember your first time going out to eat, like, with your friends, like, not with parents? Ooh. It felt illegal to me.
It felt freeing.
I felt like it was like, are we allowed to be doing this? Like, I felt like I was still too young to be able to go to a restaurant.
And, like, who's
myself.
Paying for the bill?
You don't have a credit card.
Right, I just had just cash, like, but, like,
you,
I was like,
and you
just
figuring that out at the end.
The trust they have in us.
I still got to pay.
Yeah.
You walk halfway outside, you're like, oh snap, I forgot the bill.
Right, because you don't think about
come
that.
Back.
Excuse me, where are we going?
Where are we going?
Where like, are we going?
Like, you still didn't pay. You still got $15 over here. $15.95 to be exact.
And they hate that because you probably are not, we didn't know what tip was. No. So we were just paying for what
I didn't tip at all.
I'm sure I didn't
tip. I was like, $20. I got $20. My meal costs $15. Give me my $5 back. Yeah. I still, you know what? I'm still going to the mall and spending this $5.
Yeah,
it's like I don't know what I'm spending on, but I'm gonna spend it.
Right.
Damn, allowance has made us like humble. I feel like
I didn't get allowance.
You didn't get allowance?
No.
My mom
it was
be like,
do your chores.
Here's $10 for the
Ooh,
week,
same.
And like you have to just
no. It was
you got $10 a week.
Is that
you got
$10
a week?
No, maybe not that much
to spend whatever way you wanted.
Wait, you got money a week?
Oh,
no, not a week. Like
it wasn't
not,
a monthly
no, 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 it wasn't like, here's $10 every week. It's like, if I was going out for the weekend, my mom would be like, okay, here's like $10, just like whatever.
My mom was like, get a job at 14.
But I'm going to the mall.
My mom would do, our allowance would be half our age. So if I was 10, we would get $5. But she stopped doing it after we got to like.
It started getting too expensive.
Too expensive. 15, I think once
you
we
need
hit
to
11,
get out of the
she
house.
Was like, no, get a job. Yeah.
Wait, your parents gave you money depending on your age?
Yeah, but we had to do our chores. We had to. But she stopped doing it after 10 years old because I have four kids in my family, so that adds up. And they didn't have that money.
But it came with chores. I wasn't just handing them. Like I had to like get my shit done in chores and. All
yeah, see,
shit.
I got two other brothers. So it was even for me, you're gonna give me what they get. Because I'm the youngest.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm like, no, you're gonna give me what my
We're
older
not playing
brothers
games.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not no, they can
We're
they
doing
get $20.
The same
yeah. They get $20. I want my $20.
How much older are they than you?
My oldest one, he is 6 years. And then the middle one, he's 4 years.
Nice. That's a good
You're
yeah.
the baby. 24,
yeah,
right?
24.
When's your birthday?
September 16th.
Fun.
Coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And where are you from?
Chicago. Well, actually, so like I'm based in Chicago, but most of the time when I say like Chicago is normally like Chicagoland area.
Yeah.
I'm actually like 40 minutes out from Chicago, which is like Zion.
That's the name of the city?
Mm-hmm.
Zion,
Illinois.
Which side?
We only know Vernon Hills.
Yeah.
Mostly Vernon Hills, but I got Cousin Geneva. I know Downers Grove South area.
Yeah, I go to Vernon Hills quite often.
Yeah.
The thing is that I say Chicago area, because like you say, you're like, I don't know where that is.
We always say like Miami.
Okay.
Just because like nobody
people,
really knows like
know.
Plantation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, you know,
they're
it's
like,
just something
what
close enough.
That? And I'm like,
yeah.
And then you know what, Chicago.
And then you meet someone who's like from the proper city.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you're
where?
Not really from Chicago.
Yes. Oh. And they're like, you're not from Chicago. What are you talking about?
We're just helping you out.
And then, like, you don't know my story. Back,
just like,
back up.
Come on.
You know my name, not my story.
And then it's the best when you meet someone who's from, you know, like the city, but is as far away from the city as you. And you're like, oh. Well, I'm from the outer side as well.
They're like, or they try to like call you out. They like look at you when you tell somebody. They're like, you're not from Chicago.
Right. Yeah.
And
thank
it's like,
you.
And be like, thank
it
you.
It matters.
I'm like, yes, I am.
What other jobs did you have?
I worked at the movie theater.
Oh,
tickets.
Yeah, I did everything. I did everything.
Do you have to like make your way up? I heard like you start as like the ticket person and then you make your way behind.
So for
the...
me, I started as an usher. And the thing is that usher, it was actually like my favorite thing to do because like you just walk around with all your friends. Cleaning the movie theater like was literally the easiest thing.
Oh, I feel like that would have been the most disgusting thing. I've seen what people leave behind.
Yeah. No, they do. They. The thing is that when you have like three of like your friends walking around with you.
Oh, fine.
And it takes like 5 minutes to clean the theater.
Right.
Do you get to watch the movie?
We did.
That's wow. a yeah, plus.
We did. So the thing, I used to get in free, but like when you're working as an usher, you go inside the movie and like, you know, you're supposed to check on the crowd. Mm-hmm. But ain't nobody checking on the crowd.
You're in the background.
I was on the side like.
can you sit?
Wait, that's a good skit, a movie usher.
I should. My manager caught me one time just sitting there watching a movie. Because I was just sitting there like. And then like I was sitting there for about a good 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
He like tapped on me. He was like, what are you doing? And I was like. Just watching the crowd. And he was like,
the picture was flickering. He was like,
I've been watching you this whole time. You've been watching a movie. And I was like, oh. I'm like dumbfounded. I'm like, really? I'm sorry. He's like, you almost missed cleaning your movie. I'm gonna need for you to get back to work. Oh. And I was like, okay.
You're sitting there, so you're like, no, I am cleaning.
Yeah,
I'm like,
right. Sitting
there like, okay,
yeah, I was
okay.
Just trying to.
And the thing is, my cousin was like one of my managers there. So, like, he heard about it and, like, he pulled me inside the office. He was like, I heard you got in trouble. What were you doing? And I was like, Just watching a movie.
How
having
did they expect
some fun.
You to not for like a
I was
second.
Educating myself on the movie, so mm-hmm. when people ask about the movie, I know exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did you used to open up that back door in the back of the movie theater to let people in?
No, the thing is, I knew people that did that. I didn't do it because I was too much of a punk to do that. I was scared. Yeah.
I thought the alarms would like. I thought all those doors.
I think
like,
they make you think it does.
Yeah, I think. To be honest, I think that's the idea. Because like anytime I opened up that back door, it literally just opened.
But when we were 16, my friend who worked at the movie theaters, who was also 16, we would pay for like a PG-13 movie and then he would like sneak us into Step Brothers.
Oh. Yeah.
And then like one time one of the employees came up and was like, are y'all friends with Addison? And we're like, oh, yeah. Like, they go, see some IDs. And they kicked us out of Step Brothers.
He was salty.
20 minutes in, wouldn't let us see any other movie because we like movie hopped because we didn't go to the original.
Do you think
one.
They still do that today? Like, see they see kids going to.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We used to movie hop too.
I feel like they don't care anymore.
People, well, I didn't as much because I was just like, you know what? Go ahead, do you. The thing is that I'm not going to get into an argument with you over you just trying to watch a movie.
And you don't want to fight with kids because they'll like, win.
Yeah,
okay. They'll put you on TikTok and make you look like the bad guy.
Get away from
me. I'm already embarrassed to walk past a whole bunch of group of teenagers.
Yeah. Oh, you think they're going to like laugh at you or some shit?
It's like
trying to get a whole row of teenagers.
And the weirdest thing is that they always start off laughing when you walk past. And I'm like, is there something on me? So then I try to act like I'm on my phone, but really I'm not on the phone.
They're the worst.
Like, yeah, I'm over here at the mall, and really I'm not on the phone with nobody. They're like, I see you. You not on the phone with nobody. I see that white
person.
They
hate you
where it hurts. Instagram is still up on there. Like,
teenagers hit you where it hurts.
Yeah.
Like, whatever you're insecure about, they know.
Mm-hmm. They're going to target it.
Yeah.
Right there.
Keith, remember that Vin Diesel charity thing that we went to?
Yeah.
The group of kids, they were fucking making fun of me. It was just me. We were all there, and all of a sudden, they just all started just making fun of me.
What?
It was like a younger group of like probably like 13-year-old boys. They were like on like a baseball team.
Yeah, and you can't be a dick. You can't be like mean to them because they're 13 years old. So you have to sit there and just take it.
You just sit there like.
You're right.
And then it makes them laugh even more. Like, look at him taking it. That's
like,
right. You won't do nothing.
You got nothing
not
to say. Hit me.
Anyway.
Hit me.
And I feel bad because I'll be thinking like, should I say something? Like, should I say
Is
something?
It worth
but
it?
Yeah, no. But also, you somewhat scared because you know you're not gonna
Your
win
voice
that
is
battle.
Like a little shake.
Yeah. don't talk to me. Like, don't talk to me like that. But you know you like slightly scared to say anything back.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
You respect your elders.
What were they saying about you?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
I should have brought Vin Diesel to come back me up.
You should
have. Shut up then.
See?
I don't even think we figured out what they were laughing at. They just kept like pointing at him.
All I remember is David pointing the camera at them and laughing. Just, I don't think he ever put it in because they're probably being really weird.
I was like set 16, 17, and there were like a bunch of middle schoolers who were like pointing, laughing at me, and they were like, "Yo, man, what's your name?" And I'm like, "Matt." They go, like, "Your boyfriend's name's Matt." Did you hear that? He said his boyfriend's name is Matt, and my eyes were just like
tearing up a little bit.
Like, I was like trying so
it's
hard
because you can't say nothing.
And you can't say nothing at all. And like, oh, he's crying.
I'm like, oh, he's crying now. He's crying.
And their parents won't do anything about it.
No,
at the charity thing, their parents are right there. Didn't do.
They just look at them.
They love
they
it.
Just look. I'm sorry, my mom would have.
Yeah.
All over me if I said
Zip.
Something.
Yeah, I knew to not say anything.
Yeah.
What was the worst was probably the vending stand.
The what?
The
vending stand.
Yeah. It was probably like the concession stand.
Is that what it's called?
The concession stand.
Concession.
Oh. Yeah. So like it was probably like the worst that I hated. But like I have like the best time, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the
like what what was like horrible?
I guess like one was like I was like restocking the condiment bar.
Mm-hmm.
I was like a year in and I didn't know we had relish.
And
somebody ordered a hot dog and it was like this older gentleman. He was like, "Excuse me, y'all got some relish?" And I was like, "Oh no, we don't have none. All we have is like mustard, ketchup, mayonnaise, I'm sorry."
Oh, you didn't even know what relish was.
Yeah, I'm like,
I don't know
like everything that was on like the condiment bar. So I'm like, all we have is just, you know, everything that's right there. And like, he was like, "Oh, okay." Like, I kid you not, like 15 minutes later, he was like, "Let me tell you something."
Oh,
I was like, he like walked up to me, he was like, "Let me tell you something. You don't tell me no. If you don't know where something is, you say, 'I don't know, let me find out.' You don't tell me no." And I was like,
"What?"
I was like, "Okay."
You still don't know what it's about.
Yeah, I'm like, "Okay." And I'm like,
You're filling up a soda and it's just overflowing.
Yeah,
like, you're like, "What's that, sir?"
I was so embarrassed. And then like, I say about 20 minutes later after that, he came back to me, he apologized. And he was like, "Let me tell you something. I apologize, but I was just so mad because I feel like you lied to me." And I was like,
who was taking it that? Relish. He didn't get relish
like,
on a hot
like,
dog.
Sir, I'm like thinking to myself, like, first of all, I'm already still mad because you went off on me. I'm like thinking, like, get away from me. But then,
day.
Like, I'm like, it's not that serious. It's just relish.
Yeah.
It's just relish. I don't know why you're so mad about it. But another story is when one of my friends, she put on Tuesdays, is like, we had these things called $5 Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
And the hot dogs is $1. But you got to, like, keep rolling them out because, like, they were, like, so cheap because everybody's buying them. So, like.
Just, like, tossing
them. It's like the conveyor belt. Like the sushi conveyor belt.
It's a Krabby Patty. Just, like,
Just keep handing them out. And, like, my friend, she was like, "Watch this. I'm going to give somebody a hot dog with no meat in it." And I was like,
just a bun.
Just a bun. Just a bun.
And
I was,
bold.
Yeah, and I was like, okay. Because, like, you wrap it so they can't see it.
Popcorn.
Yeah. And then, like, she gave it out. They were like, "I ordered one hot dog." She gave it out. And then, like, I said, like, 25 minutes go by. They came back. And she was like, "Excuse me, there's no meat in my bun." And then I was like, "Oh my God." And then I was like, "Okay, we'll get it for you." She was like, "This is a disgrace." She was like, I've never in my life.
What I'm surprised about is that she waited 25 minutes.
She was watching that movie like, "You've gotta be."
No, the thing is, it really had like a bite mark in it. Like she really ate it. But I was like,
she ate it.
And
she
I was like, okay.
It's like, dark in there. She's putting ketchup and mustard on nothing.
Like, this is a disgrace.
Just a never quesadilla in my life. Of just condiments.
Okay. I was like, man, let me get that for you.
So she confronted you about it?
Yeah, and then, so because oh, I was like literally the front, like,
the head.
Yeah, at the what's it called? At the
concessions.
Just at the
register. The register. The register. So I was at the register. My friend was like right behind me with the hot dogs. So she came straight up to me and she's like, "This is a disgrace. I've never in my life." And I was like, "Okay." I'm like, "Sure. Well, let me go ahead and get you one." So we had to give her two hot dogs because like obviously.
It was worth it. That's funny.
But no, yeah, it was like back a good and time. Enjoy it was a good time.
You know what you should have said? Well, ma'am, it's a dollar.
That's what I'm thinking. I was like, it's only a dollar. Like, it's not that good.
What a silly little prank that is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like something so stupid.
Watch this.
I'm not going to put the hot dog on the hot dog. Did you put the butter on your popcorn or was it outside for them to put it on?
It was. No, we put it on.
Okay.
We put it on.
Did you see that hack with the straw? You put the straw.
Oh, nice.
And then you fill the straw with butter so it gets in the middle.
What?
No.
How would that?
You stick it down machine, and then you put the thing.
Nozzle for the butter is really tiny, so you can fit a straw through it. So they stick the straw in the popcorn and then they put the butter in the straw.
Oh, and they just they slowly go down.
No, it just fills in the middle.
Who was the person that came up with
who
this?
Who started that?
Genius. If I would, you would not catch me doing that.
Why not? It's, live a little.
You have a straw, like, how's your night? You're just like, no way. There would have to be nobody around, and you see, catch me with a fucking straw
that's
in my thing.
That's because you care what people
think,
Matt.
Trying to time it out, like.
They take that straw and put it in their cup.
But you know what I love is the Parmesan cheese.
Yes!
And then catch some of the jalapenos for the hot dogs.
You know what? It was a lot of people that came in there that it made me mad all the time. But like you have them people that came in there and they do it on purpose. They're like, can I get some jalapenos?
No.
And I'm like, what is jalapenos?
Yeah, good
and
one.
I'm like, oh, jalapenos. Or they'd be like, they'll say jalapenos or it'll be like jalapenos.
Ugh.
I'm like, why do y'all have to just
you
do
have
that?
To like force yourself to do it wrong.
Yeah, it's like you're doing this on purpose at this point. Like
they're excited for the movie.
I guess. Is that what you want to call
people
it?
People act up in movie theaters.
At the movie theater where they're like, you're like, oh, I'll have a small popcorn. They're like, okay, you want this one? And it's like a Dixie cup like size bag.
And
they go, well, for like 75 cents more, you can have this super size bag. And you're like, you son of a bitch.
See? They upsell you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the medium one that is the
you know what? We always had a customer that used to rush in. Mind you, I don't know what he's rushing for because his movie was like, he used to come in early and his movie didn't start for like another hour. Yeah. But he used to rush to the concession stand and get his popcorn and he made me layer, literally like 5 layers of butter. But like, he'll have me wait. Like, so I put in some popcorn and he'd be like, stop.
That's good.
Put a little bit of butter in that.
It's like a lasagna.
It's just like layer. And I'm like, this is so much. It was drenched.
Seeping through the bag.
It was like the bottom of the box of the popcorn.
It's all just
was
warm.
Just soggy. And he's like, yeah, this is good. This is good. He's like, thank you, bud. You know what I like. I'm like, okay.
Right. Are movie theater like popcorn candy still really, really expensive? Or did it go down in price?
It's probably got to be more.
So you must expensive. Knew, yeah, you must knew who the wealthiest person like in your zip code was.
Probably.
They're buying this. They're buying that.
Because the thing is that people used to come in, they used to get the combos, and the combos used to be like $20. So
it's more than the movie ticket.
I like the 20 at Chili's.
The movie tickets nowadays is like expensive though.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's like $15-$16 for just see a movie.
It used to be $3 to $5.
I know.
What happened to that?
Mm-hmm.
It's costing expensive. More money to make the movies.
I guess so, but I'm like, I'm not gonna go to the movie theater if I'm about to spend $20.
No. Yeah,
just to sit there.
You ever catch anybody sneaking in snacks?
I was that person.
I
snuck in snacks.
Yeah.
Well, I worked there.
I feel like people take it way too seriously to try to sneak in snacks. I don't think anybody's calling anybody out if they see like a Snickers hanging out of somebody's pocket.
You know, my cousin, when he worked there at the movie theater, there was a lady that was I guess like she just had a stomach.
Okay.
And he was
she
working
had
at
a
the
what, a stomach,
just like you know,
a little tummy,
a large tummy. Okay, you know,
and as she was like coming, he was ripping the tickets, and she was coming in. He was like, she had like water, like outside water, and he was like, oh no, you're fine. I know you're pregnant. You can go ahead and keep it.
Oh no!
Yes, and she was like, I'm not pregnant.
Shit.
Oh no!
I'm not pregnant.
No.
Shit.
Then get that water the fuck out of here.
He's like, Okay.
How do you even?
There's no comeback.
Yeah, you can't come back from that.
I would just walk out the door and never come back.
That's it.
You can't come back from
that. Tag just
no.
Throw it in the trash.
And you can't get in trouble for that. You know what I mean? It's no. just an honest mistake.
That's why you just never say it, whether you think so or not.
Everybody's laughing so hard when he told us that. I was like, only you would do something like that.
Wow.
Why go out of your way to say she's pregnant?
I would just go ahead and let them in. That's why if somebody looked pregnant, I don't even say.
Yeah.
Like, oh, just how many months?
Do you
take
it for that little guy?
You're budging through that belly button.
You two enjoy the movie.
Oh my god.
How many months?
Just like ripping that. Going...
Like you are glowing. You're glowing.
That pregnancy glow is real.
You have a ticket for that? Like you look good.
Like, what food cravings are we having today? You want to hit the concession?
You want some chicken fingers or you want some popcorn? Let me know.
We got pickles.
And like, I'm
we have relish,
pregnant.
That's for sure.
I would have looked at her and be like, girl, you better take. I would have said, yeah.
Have you been to a movie theater out here in LA?
I haven't.
Because
they introduce the movie. No, like somebody comes out.
Wait, they introduce?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Oh, I feel like
that's for a premiere.
No, that's a premiere screening.
Every movie theater I've gone to in LA, somebody walks in and goes, ladies and gentlemen, you're about to be watching.
No, Matt,
that's
what?
Not true. Okay. Maybe at iPad.
No, we won't. But like, what movie has like what
never,
regular?
I was
movie
like, I've never
to?
Seen that.
No, I don't think so.
So, oh, it's
some like an ArcLight would do that.
Oh, maybe I only go.
Okay. Like, we don't go to ArcLight. You had a bougie.
Yeah, right.
Like they come out and like introduce
that you
the
have to say
mat.
That 3 seconds before the thing comes up that says the movie title.
You should try while you're out here. Try iPic. It's an experience.
Oh, they'll introduce you. There's drinks. You have a table.
Is that like the one like you lay down?
Yeah.
You get like a blanket. Towel.
Oh, it's like a first class seat. You go.
Yeah. Oh,
really? I would.
You get a waiter. Yeah. You get a waiter.
Oh, I knock out.
It's almost.
I pay $20 to take it out.
Like,
yeah.
People are falling asleep in there all the time because
you wake
just
up out of there and you just stay. Don't wear your nice shirt because you're like, oh, buffalo wings, can I get pigs?
And you don't see it.
You
eat it
good.
You
eat it good. You always, for some odd reason, you always walk out with a slight stain from the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't see, big. But like you think you're fine. You're like, yeah. I'm gonna be careful.
Oh, and they give you a pillow and a blanket expecting you to fall asleep in the movie theater.
Yeah, it's a scam.
They give you a blanket.
$35 for a nap.
Sign me up. I want to go.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you should try it out. It's
we have
it's
a bunch
nice.
Out here. They're really
okay.
Good.
Okay.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I don't know if this is true or not, but we found somewhere that you used to be an assistant manager at the dollar store. Is that true?
Yeah. who found this out? Who did it?
It was
how
him.
How did you find this out?
He's good. Oh. He did.
Yeah, you got a good story about.
Oh,
it. But there's a yeah. On the second day is what.
Well,
made
okay,
it
okay. So on the second day,
he rose again.
Like I ended up getting the job, and I was still training. Of course, second day, and we were training, and my manager left. Like I didn't know she left. Like it was like still like mid of my shift.
Yeah,
and she left. And I was like, okay, I thought she went on break. And
she didn't say anything.
She didn't say nothing. So I'm thinking
this
she
is
went
a test.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And so some of my coworkers came up to me. They're like, hey, I need your your password to the computer, and I need you to override the system. And I was like, wait, hold up. And I was like, her name was Bridget. My manager's name was Bridget. And I was like, is Bridget not here? Like, I was like, I don't know how to do that. I just started.
And you're an assistant manager.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know how to do that. I just started yesterday. I didn't even know I had numbers.
Right. And I was like, override the system?
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, we need you to override the system because, like, it's not letting me put in. It was like something with, like, I forgot what it was. Something like with, like, dishwashing detergent or something.
It was like a discount you had to, like.
And then they were like, we need you to override. I'm like, I don't know how to do that. And they're like, well, you're the only one here. And I was like, Bridget's not here. They're like, no, she left for the day.
Oh.
And I'm like, huh? What? I'm like, what do you mean she left? Like, a long span went by. Like, I was just like walking around the store trying to think of like different things to do to override the system.
Pretending to be the assistant manager.
Up, and then I went up there to like the register and I'm like, okay.
Just like, 1, 2, 3.
Like, okay. Search override.
Mind you, then all of a sudden, like somebody else, like another manager came in and like they helped out. And I'm like, how did I get myself into this predicament? Mind you, it was not on the best part of town. And we got like robbed, so to speak, or shoplifted every day, every other day.
It's the dollar store.
Yeah, somebody came in. They came in. And I'll be at the register, and like they just run out with stuff. And I'm like, did this Sir? Just happen?
Because there's not a receipt checker at the dollar store. Yeah, like, there's no way. Did this really just happen? Let's check that.
And then one of my coworkers, they're like, you're not going to go out there. I'm like, I'm not going to get shot over something that costs a dollar. I'm like, he can have that. They're like, are you going to call the police? I was like, he's gone. He's gone. What the police going to do at this point? Write a report?
Is this Dollar General, 99 cent store?
Dollar Tree.
Family Dollar.
Family Dollar.
We had one of those. It's a family store. Everybody's invited.
When you come in, your family.
Somebody comes in to rob you, they're like, open the register. And you're like, I don't know how to override it.
I don't know how to override the system.
I don't have a code yet. I just open the register.
And be like, I'm not lying, please.
And then you're like, another one.
I would be like, you know what, just take my money that's in my wallet. I only got $5 in here, but you can have that. Like, shit. It was the worst. And then also, I remember a lady wanted a discount on, again, dish detergent. It was always dish detergent for some reason. And she got really mad because the sale was over. So,
what's a sale look like? It goes from a dollar to like cents.
Okay, so like that was like, it was like $4, like the dish detergent.
Oh,
it was like,
I thought everything was a dollar in
family,
the dollar.
Certain places.
It flexes.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. It was like $4, but it was supposed to go down to $2.
Got it.
And okay, she didn't get the discount. And I'm like thinking like, girl, it's only $4. Like, calm down. And she's like, I'm not really getting this discount. And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. She pushed literally the dish detergent over.
Oh.
And it fell, and all of it got all on me.
Oh no.
And it took everything out of me. Everything. Not to go off.
You're like slipping around.
And like, she just like walked away. Yeah, and I came home that night, and my mom was like, what happened to you? I said, I'm quitting. I'm quitting the shop.
Did you?
And yeah, I quit like a week later because my manager was like, so
we heard about the
accident.
We
know you've been having a lot of problems. What's going on? And I was like, to be honest, I just don't want to work here no more.
That's all right.
No, I'm, like, no, I'm good.
That's
I'm good.
Really funny.
I also worked at Marshall's.
Oh, fun.
Oh,
yeah,
fun.
I worked at Marshall's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's a great little nickname store.
It was boring.
Yeah.
Very boring.
Were you the one cashier at the 7 cash registers?
Oh my, they always have Mm-mm. one person working.
They didn't put me there. I worked by like the luggage. They had me rearrange the luggage every day. And I'm like, why am I rearranging the luggage? I'm the one that do it. Like,
oh yeah.
I'm like, why am I rearranging the stuff I already rearranged? That makes no sense.
Yeah.
They're like, can you go ahead and rearrange that luggage for me? Like
something to do.
It's just kind of not looking
just
right.
Not I'm feeling like, it.
Come on, like the, when you look at Marshalls, everything is fucking everywhere, anyway. Yeah, so what like, does it matter?
But my
there's
my
like
section,
little kids hiding and like yeah. You're
my
at Marshalls,
section
you're going
good
to the club.
Though. My section looked good. Like my I took that to the heart. When I worked on the, when I worked on that luggage, it was color coordinated.
Ooh.
It's was, in the shape of an M.
Yeah, it was like orange with the orange green. I remember my manager got mad one time because she was like, this is a little bit too much.
Well, what do you want?
And I was like, she was like,
was it
I understand. I understand. It's like you want it like this, but we have a code. And I'm like, for luggage? I'm like, girl, I was just trying to have a little bit of fun, make it look nice, yeah. But okay, no problem.
Another code you didn't get.
Yeah. Apparently, nobody giving me codes, and I need to have one. What, did I miss the memo? That's what
oh
I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
I must have missed the memo.
I can't imagine, like,
codes?
Luggage getting that messed up anyway. It's not like a t-shirt. You, like, throw it back, not
and
fold
I'm the
it.
One that's rearranging
like,
it.
Oh,
yeah,
like, you just kind of, like,
doing
just,
it.
It's on wheels. You kind of just...
just... Mm. And I remember I called in. I called in when I was... When I quit. And I was... My brother was like, are you going to quit there? I was like, you know, I'm just going to quit. Like, I'm just going to do it. I remember I was nervous. I was like, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go ahead and quit. And I call, and I thought, like, they were going to, like, say something like, no, like, why? I was like, hey, this is DeMarcus. I'm going to go ahead and put my 2 weeks. She's like, okay, have a nice time.
When you had to quit, did you have to, like, walk through the line? Just start, like.
But you know what was awkward is that I had to go back in there and pick up my last check.
Yeah,
so
that's
like
the worst part.
Yeah. My manager was still looking at me, and like everybody's like, "When do you work?" And I was like, "I don't work here no more."
Sorry. What was the last job you got before you started TikToking?
It was Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It was very nice. I liked it. The only thing is that we went through, was it 3 or 4 different managers in the span of a year?
How does that happen?
What? What was
okay,
going
so
down in that store?
Because we started with one, and then all of a sudden she was like, I'm done. I'm going to go ahead and move on. It's not for me. She was like, she was like kind of like girly girl.
Uh-huh.
Girly girl. So like, she was like, yeah, you guys are good.
Like a diva.
Like you guys, yeah, she was like, you guys are good. Like you guys,
I feel
you
like
guys
I'm holding
breathe.
You guys back.
Yeah, she was like, you guys eat and breathe coffee. But like, I can't. Like my nails, I want to get good looking today and I can't.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, okay.
But guys, I'm done. You guys have made me who I am today.
She was like, you guys are meant for this. Like, you guys are
you
meant
born to be baristas.
Yeah. And
that
I'm like,
is
what are you trying
handed.
To say?
So you guys are here
I
and
look
I'm up
good.
Here.
Yeah.
You guys.
Like,
okay. We don't want to be here just as much as
she's
you.
She's like, I don't like to get dirty. Like, you guys love that stuff. And I was like,
you get dirty at Starbucks?
Wait, like, are you trying to say that I'm nasty or something? Like, you trying to call me out? So she ended up quitting. Then we had her assistant manager become like our manager.
Uh-oh.
But the thing is that he kept saying, he was like, I don't want the position. I don't want it. But each person that came in to like the store, like a customer, he'd be like, how you doing?
I'm the
manager. I'm the intro manager. not gonna say anything. Might become the real manager. You didn't hear from me. And I'm like thinking like, I thought you just said you don't want this position. Like, so then I remember COVID happened.
Uh-huh.
COVID had just happened. And we came back. There was like that small break. We came back and he was not there. Because like he was hoping, like he was like, maybe I'll get the position as the actual manager. If they don't, oh well. And he didn't come in. A new manager walks in. And I'm like, hey, where did he go? She's like, he got mad. He ended up moving to Texas.
What?
He didn't, yeah, she was like, yeah, he didn't get the position, so he got mad and moved to Texas that same day.
There's our Texas
he said
plug.
It, not me. He said it, not me. Sorry. The people always.
Every episode, see, Matt talks about
Texas.
See, I don't know what part of Texas, Matt. I don't. I'm not.
I'm not going to ask anymore. Haven't said
look,
it.
Look, I may move to Texas. I really want to move to Texas.
What part?
I don't know. I don't know. My parents want to move, like, because like I have an aunt that's in Houston.
Okay.
Great aunt. So we might move there. I don't know.
It's great. Maybe. Neighbors.
We could be neighbors.
You don't live there. I could,
He has a Texas slang.
Yeah,
it's the slang to go with.
Is it true, like when you go from assistant manager to manager, you don't really get a raise in pay, but you just get more work? Is that true? Mm-hmm. What is that? Like, that makes no sense to me.
Is that true?
There's just a lot of jobs that, like, you get a higher position, you think you're getting a real, like Heath, like your manager position in Brookstone, mm-hmm. your pay doesn't go up, but you have all this work to do.
Mm-hmm. See, the thing is that I was a lead at Starbucks. So I remember they were like, you know what, we're gonna go ahead. Like, because like when our last manager got there, all the other managers quit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was the only one taking over all the responsibility, because the actual manager for there, she had another store. So she was barely there. So it was kind of like I was the only manager. So I remember the raises came out and they were like, so we're gonna upgrade you to 10%.
Oh
no, like not 10%, a 10 cent.
Oh my god.
And I was like,
they told you that?
Yeah.
Why bother?
I was like,
they make it seem like a big deal.
Yeah, and I was
go
like,
ahead here. We got big news. Here, open the envelope. Go ahead, read it.
Yeah, I was like,
you're like a fucking promotion.
Yeah, but like she was sitting down where, like, slightly where you like sitting at, and I'm like sitting like right here, and she's like, so you are gonna raise? And I was like, let's do it. And she's like, it's gonna be 10 cent. And I'm like,
what?
You're not even reaching an extra dollar every shift.
Like, no. My brother was like, you only get 10 cent? And I was like, yeah, I'm making bang, baby. I'm making bang, baby.
But as the full time manager, you are allowed to take a cake pop home at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So,
thank you, mister. 10 cents. Appreciate it.
Gonna put this to good use.
You're like, Starbucks, if you want to sponsor me, go on and sponsor me, because I used to sit there in the back and eat those donuts, the little old-fashioned. Yeah, have you ever had them?
No.
What donuts?
Yeah, it's like the old fat. They have like old-fashioned donuts.
Really?
They do, at Starbucks?
Yeah, it's like Lay's. Y'all didn't.
I've never seen the donuts.
I don't think we.
What? Yeah, it's kind of like a little bit. It is. It's like nice and soft. A little dry.
Okay.
A little dry. Not gonna lie.
The coffee.
Yeah. So it's like real good. I used to eat it all the time. I love Starbucks, but I don't think I really work there anymore. It was a nice run.
Yeah, it had its time.
It had its time.
You are up here now.
You're DeMarcus Shaw.
Like, who? We don't know Starbucks.
Yeah. These people want to get dirty.
Hold on.
You don't want to get dirty anymore.
I don't know Starbucks, because maybe we might get sponsors. So
Let's not sponsor.
Starbucks, we love you.
Yeah, we...
We love you.
We have a couple of complaints.
Heath and I are Dunkin' Donuts fans. Donuts.
I love me some
Dunkin'. I actually live right next to a Dunkin' Donuts, and I go there every single morning.
Cool. Dangerous.
What do you get?
I literally just do cold brew. That's it. That's black, no cream, no sugar.
They're hash browns.
They're croissant sandwiches.
They used to have this one thing, and they don't have it anymore. It was a croissant with a piece of like chicken on it that was like
fried, that's what I'm talking about,
with bacon and like a chipotle sauce and a piece of cheese, and they don't have it. And
that
it
was the like greatest the thing best when, sandwich
ever.
When did they have this? Hold on,
it
when
was like a couple this? Years ago, and it was the best thing. Or you could get with the croissant, or it was like a ciabatta bun.
It tasted like crack.
Oh my
like,
god,
it was beautiful.
But they got rid of it. They always do that. Everybody gets rid of like the best items. I don't understand it.
Just bamboozle. Like
I feel like that word. That's a good one.
I never knew this.
It doesn't make any sense.
Like McDonald's, is it McDonald's or Wendy's? But like, why are you getting rid of your spicy chicken nuggets?
It might be Wendy's.
Wendy's, yeah. They get rid of it. They bring it back for a month. It's like, mm-hmm. how about you just keep it all year
long? They did not get rid of the spicy nuggets.
I think it was McDonald's.
Is it McDonald's?
I think DeMarcus, it's McDonald's. You missed it. He knows Wendy.
I know Wendy.
You know Wendy?
Yeah. I met Wendy and her daughter.
Her daughter's watching right now.
Yeah.
Say
so
hi.
If you want to say something, Wendy's going to be watching this episode.
Hey, Wendy. Tell me how much you love your food. How you doing, baby? We love your food. We love your food.
Big fans.
That 4 for 4 is something. Let me tell you something.
Did you ever take driving school?
Driving school?
Yeah.
I did it in school, in high school.
Okay.
So it wasn't bad.
Oh, right. They did teach you in school. That was
the
thing.
Not at art school.
Oh, they did for art?
I didn't do it.
Plantation High had it. So it wasn't our high school.
I didn't have it.
It was another high school that we had to go to.
Mine was at Sears.
Wait, what?
Sears has it?
I got my driver's education at Sears at the mall. You would go into the mall, like down near all the appliances and stuff, and you went down to this back room, and it was a classroom at Sears.
Make a right at the refrigerator.
So it's kind of like a bootleg. Driving
yeah, pretty much, but you know, okay. It's Sears.
You
can
stop by a coffee shop.
I'll have this, light, and then I'll have a driver's license as
Sears
well.
Sears used to make houses, right?
Yeah.
Like, Sears had it all. What the hell was
what
that?
What happened to Sears?
They're like...
The internet. Amazon. Yeah.
It was like the Amazon.
They've been having
everything.
A blowout sale for the past 4 years, though. I'm like, just let go.
They had furniture, shoes,
appliances,
right.
Groceries.
The family had split up like, at Sears. It was a day of indulgence.
It was the samples.
I'm going straight to the electronics.
Was going to the store. Tools. Like,
checking out the lawnmowers. Just
My driver instructor, it was actually my health teacher. Yeah.
Health teacher.
Oh, Marcus, yes. Good to see you.
His name was Mr. Finchel. And hey, Mr. Finchel.
If you're watching.
But if you're watching, I don't think he's probably watching.
If we got Wendy watching, you never know.
You never know.
Someone's going to know him.
You know, we used to learn about health, and then 2 seconds later, jump in a car and drive.
you're giving him a heart attack. Like.
You know, we get to know each other very good on a personal level.
Inside and out.
But those high schools, they teach you they teach you how to change a tire. They really, they teach you all. Yeah, all.
Mm-hmm. Wait, okay. I'm sending a spot where Miss Juicy sat at, right?
Yeah.
It just hit him.
Y'all know I love Miss Juicy. Miss Juicy, baby.
She's
exactly what she is on TV.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
We were all a little nervous. We didn't know if she like turns it off in person. We just didn't know. But
that's
she was
her
just
personality.
Like,
I love Miss Juicy. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Uh-huh.
She just brings the juice.
She really does.
We're all bossing up.
Bossing
I love
up.
Miss Juicy. You ain't nobody.
I ain't nobody.
You only Miss Minnie. R.I.P.
Oh, R.I.P. Miss Minnie.
The first time we met her, my friend surprised me with her at my birthday party. So she really showed up and he filmed everything.
Oh, that must have been the best.
Yeah, it was amazing.
We were not expecting it at all.
Oh, and I was completely blacked out.
I would have peed my pants.
Yeah.
Miss Juicy?
She, like, everybody was singing happy birthday and she was next to me with my birthday cake.
If Miss Juicy came up to me right now, I'm sorry.
You're a freak.
I will freak out.
Bring her
Come
out.
Come on out, Miss Juicy. I'll be like.
we just keep her in a room.
Oh, we all got to hang for sure.
Just start bawling my eyes out.
She's great. She's so funny.
She motivates us to be better people.
Yeah. I think she kind of invited us to her house.
Yeah.
Yes. So we need to plan this.
Yeah.
So when they move to Texas, your family.
Uh-huh.
We're going to come to Texas, and we're going to go to Miss Juicy's house and have a cookout.
Isn't she Atlanta?
Ah, I would love
Atlanta.
It.
Oh, my God.
No, I thought she has a house.
No, Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta. She's from Corsicana.
See, yeah. I was just letting you ride with that story. I was like, oh, I'm not going to let
We were so close.
I was excited, too. Right, I'm like, I'm about to meet Miss Minnie. I mean, Miss Juicy.
What'd you say? Miss Atlanta?
No, I didn't say nothing.
Did you get them confused?
I blanked.
Miss Juicy is the queen of Atlanta, boo.
She is the queen.
So I'm not going to say nothing.
I
love that's how
Atlanta,
she just
boo.
Introduces herself. I see her
I'm
stories. She'd
Atlanta,
be like, oh,
boo.
I'm the queen of Atlanta, boo. Yeah. Just like, seriously. Yeah.
It's just,
no.
It just comes out. It flows. Uh-huh. It flows off the tongue really good. We love Miss Juicy.
Yeah,
she's an icon.
When's Miss Juicy's birthday?
I don't know.
Yeah, what is she?
Oh, let's all guess
oh,
and then look
Scorpio.
It up.
She's a Scorpio.
Let's all guess Scorpio. And then look it up. I don't know what Scorpio means. What month?
I bet it's like November. What?
Scorpio's like October, right?
In a perfect world, she's like around Christmas. Because she is a gift.
No. You looked it up?
Oh.
I'm going to say like...
I think she's like...
July?
March 3rd.
Mariah, you were damn near close.
Really?
What did you get? 8 days after Christmas.
Weird.
What?
Wait, so she's January?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's not 8 days.
I know. Shut up, Matt. I was hoping no...
quick
I was
math,
like,
quick
I
math.
Got, oh, math was my favorite subject.
I always
got A's.
Wait, wouldn't that be January like 3rd?
No.
Fifth.
It's the 5th. And that's
oh,
so 10 days.
Math is like, I'm going to let you know up in here today.
Okay, 11.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
No,
all right,
right. You're right. That's 11 days. That's good.
All right. Should we close this motherfucker out?
Let's do it.
All right.
DeMarcus, have you had fun?
I did.
You did?
I had loads of fun. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Can you do this?
Yeah, you can do that.
Thank you. Why?
Thank you.
Why did they
Thank
do
you.
That?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, before we end it out, you need to do a video with that other guy that does the character.
Yeah, is there tension?
What is he does like the principal?
Is it
he has
Tony?
The keys.
Oh yeah, we already made, we made a video before.
Oh, you did?
You go down his page. Yeah, we gotta make a video.
Okay. We were wondering if like you guys had beef or something because you guys are top two like school
it's
actors.
It's them, and then there's a girl who does the secretary or something.
Yeah, they're
or the
all
guidance
amazing.
Counselor. She's
they're all amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, you guys need to also. There's this girl. She has like the straight black hair with hoops, and she does these videos where it's like she's in a classroom and like. Right before the bell rings, what does this girl do?
The chapstick
though.
Oh, I've seen it. Yes. I love it.
You should get a whole classroom.
That would be good. That would be like,
have
people
like
would,
our own Netflix show.
Because you guys are all hitting the same number. So just imagine just in a classroom.
All together.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Just somehow get it
TikTok
on the phone.
History.
It's oh my gosh.
That'd be great.
Because you're also realistic.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like you're acting.
Like I said, I never even knew I was acting.
You didn't know, yeah.
The best comments are like,
that's boom.
Why did this trigger me? Because it's so real and you're believing the character. Where
I get
like,
that so many times.
It's just the character.
It's just the character. It's not real.
We are so excited to see what is going to come for you because I see nothing but a bright future
for you.
Thank you.
So
it's such
an
honor to like,
absolutely.
Have you here right now.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
you it's are been always welcome anytime with us. Yeah. Come over. We can hang out on the weekends. If you got nothing to do, let us know.
How long are you in town for?
Literally, this is my last night.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I leave tomorrow.
Oh.
Well, next time you come, hit us up.
Next time I come.
Come back now.
Have a nice time.
Carly would die to meet him.
Yeah.
Guys, make sure to check his TikTok out. His TikTok
your stuff.
Page
yeah,
out.
Plug your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Guys, follow me. Follow me on Art by DeMarcus Sean on all platforms, except for Twitter. But follow me on, TikTok, Instagram, and on YouTube.
Because he just started vlogging.
Yes.
Perfect.
Thank you for coming on. Sean, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you. Heath, close us out because I know I'm going to fuck it up.
Oh. All right, guys. Well, that's it for the episode. Make sure to check out the audio every single Monday on Spotify, whatever you use. But Spotify is the best. We also post our videos every single Tuesday on youtube.com/ZaneAndHeath. We have coffee, Cremota Coffee. We got a bunch of different bags and flavors if you want to check that
out. Sold out, Heath.
Oh, we are sold out. Sorry. Yeah. I keep forgetting. Sorry about that, guys. None for you. And that's it for the episode.
Yeah.
Love
thank
you guys.
So much.
And thank you again.
Love you, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
We'll see you
Bye.
Next week.
See you later.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.